Praise the Lord. Glad to have this opportunity to get together. I told Brother Kumar we don't have any form here, so we just want to be free, and I appreciate the spirit of freedom tonight. And in another sense, you know, all the times we traveled with Brother Kumar over in India, this is payback. Because he would get us, we'd get over there, and we'd be trying to find out what planet, what continent we were on, and we were out in the village somewhere. We were ready to go. But I tell you, we had some wonderful times with Brother Kumar. And I want him to feel free. I don't want him to feel uncomfortable with what he needs to do or doesn't need to do. Just share from your heart. We will understand you just fine. Just greet the people. If you got something from the Lord, you give it out as much or as little as there is, and that'll be just great. So praise God. Come ahead if you will.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Say shalom.
Shalom.
Say Maranatha. 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 Yeah. Shalom. Say again, shalom. Oh, it is a Hebrew word. So you are all speaking Hebrew language. Maranatha? Aramaic. Oh, you are all speaking Aramaic language. Hallelujah? It is Greek. Oh, you are speaking Greek language. Now Telugu. Our language, my language. Stotram. Stotram. Oh, it is very hard, huh? I thought you are speaking many languages, Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic. So I thought you may understand Telugu also very well. So I can speak in Telugu. Okay, I'm very glad to be here. Really, it is the joy is coming out from my heart. From many years, I'm praying, and also many churches in India. Many pastors and saints are praying. You are also praying. So God heard all our prayers and sent to me to this place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My language is Telugu. I can speak Telugu language very well. I can preach in Telugu. But English, I manage. But this is my first speech in English. I hope the Holy Spirit will help us to understand the summary, the meaning of my, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I would like to open our Bibles, the book of Genesis, chapter 32. In this, yeah. Okay. Praise God. Thank you. In the chapter, we can read about Jacob, how he became as Israel, his turning point. We know the story of Jacob, his past life. In many things, Jacob's life and my life is similar. Jacob was transformed in the place of Jabbok. My life also transformed in Kuwait. In my childhood, I am the obedient son of my mother. As I grew, I became a radical. In my college days, I joined in the Maoist movement. I was attracted with the Maoist doctrines like that. Those days, in our area, the Maoists called Naxalites. Many things happened. I became rebellious to my family and to the society and to the government. I did many anti-element things. My life is in very dangerous situation. So my mom wrote a letter to my cousin who is working in Kuwait. If he stay in this place, somebody will kill him. If he kills anyone, he will go to jail. So you help to my son, send visa, and he will come to Kuwait and he will be live there. Like that, she wrote. So my cousin sent visa. I went to Kuwait. In Kuwait, I lived as I wish. But after 2 years, God started to work. Unknowingly, I swallowed a needle pin. It was struck in my throat. So I am unable to drink water, even breathe. I started to vomit blood. That time, I got fear about death. So, I went to the church campus. There are some Christians. I asked them to pray. I swallowed this pain. I vomiting the blood. So, please pray for me. Many believers in the church are working in the hospital. So immediately they took to me to the hospital. The doctor said he need the surgery immediately, otherwise it will be danger for his life. But that time I thought not to go to operation. If Jesus is real God, he has to do miracle. If I die, no problem. But I will not go for surgery. Like that I decided. I asked them to pray, just pray. They started to pray. That time I felt smooth breathing, this needle pin gone inside to my stomach. After 3 days it came out. So from then onwards I started to go to the church. Just because of this miracle. But in my heart, I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Just I am going and coming, attending the church. When I attending to the church, many men of God visiting that Telugu church, I heard the word of God through them. Then I gave my heart to Lord Jesus Christ. Through the word of God, I came to know Jesus very well, and I got saved. Then few months later, I got baptism and regularly attending to the church. In my work, I worked in King Palace. Those days, Sheikh Jaber is the king of Kuwait. In his palace, I lived. He has many businesses. So I did work in various fields. I have a luxury life there in King Palace. I have big family in Kuwait and India. I'm also earning much money. But there is no peace in my heart. The luxurious life, our money, our big family, not bringing joy and peace in my heart and in my life. Once a man of God came to our church. When he spoke the word of God, that touched to me. He straightly showed his finger and he told me, "Young man, God want to use you, but you have spent your time, much time in prayer. Then only you will be blessed, you will get peace." Straightly in the congregation, he spoke with me. So I decided to pray. When I decided to pray, that time a letter from my parents I received. In that letter, they wrote, "One of your close friend was killed by some people." Then immediately my mind changed. I loved that friend very much. So what I thought, I must go to India and I want to take revenge who killed my friend. I want to kill them. Like that, all Maoist thoughts came. came to my mind. I forgot my salvation, my spiritual life. Everything I forgot. I want to go to India to do something. That time, I decided like that. What I thought, I want to make another passport. Because legally, I don't want to caught by police people. So, with criminal thinking, I wrote to a friend who is living in Mumbai, I want passport. Those days, all manual. So, he helped me with 300 rupees. I sent 300 rupees. He prepared me another passport. That is very illegal. But I did like that. I want to go to India. I want to have new visa on that new passport. In that way, I have some criminal thoughts. I went to India. Then I inquired about the people who killed my friend. I came to know 4 persons killed your friend. Then I inquired, where are they living? One person, when he killed my friend, he became mad and he committed suicide. And 2 other persons, while they are traveling to another place, a heavy vehicle came and hit these 2 people. Those 2 people were died. Another person, he involved in some illegal activity. He was caught and jailed. No person was there to take revenge. So that time, I thought, what is going on? Then immediately, the Lord spoke to my heart. You accepted me. You took baptism. You took many decisions. But how you are behaving, how you are thinking, the way of you going, like that, God's Spirit started to talk with me. Then I started to cry. Loudly I cried. Then I decided I want to spend some time in prayer. I asked one pastor, Pastor, I would like to come to your place. I want to spend some time in prayer. I do not want any disturbances. Could you arrange me a prayer place? He said, yeah, we have a church in the village. There you can spend time in prayer. So I went there and started to pray. 3 days, 3 day and nights, I knelt and started to pray. 72 hours on my knees, I prayed. After 72 hours, I could not able to stand. 1 week, the church believers massaged my legs, then only I could able to stand. Like that, I prayed. I had many experiences in that prayer. I got some dreams. I heard some words through the Bible. Really, that changed my life. When I remember all those past experiences and that prior time experience, I remembered this man, Jacob. Jacob also having a very big family. He was blessed. He became rich. Everything he has. But he has some fears. Fear about his brother. He ran away with the help of her mother. Like I ran away from India to Kuwait with the help of my mother. I have many experiences like Jacob. Here also, everyone past life have some experiences. Jacob prayed in this Genesis chapter 32. Two times he prayed. First prayer, when he did, his family is with him. The servants and the property, everything is with him. The second prayer, he prayed alone. Nothing is with him. His property, his family, nothing is with him. That changed his life. We may have prayer experiences to every Christian. Praise. But we pray with our families, with our friends, with our properties. What we have, we will not leave, separate them. We mix it with these experiences and we pray. But that time, God didn't met him or changed his name as Israel. But when he spent his time alone with God, that changed his life. So, I always tell to our people in our churches, we must have prayer life, personal prayer life, individual prayer life, much time in prayer. Whole night is spent with God. That changed his life. Also, he got real blessings. He asked God, unless, until you bless me, I will not leave you. He has already blessings. Big family. He's very rich. Even though he's asking blessing, until you bless me, I will not leave you. We may have many blessings, but we never ask God the real blessing. What is real blessing? Real blessing is that is not individual. Through us, many people must be blessed. So, every person, every Christian must have personal prayer life for many hours, many nights, many days. I have many prayer experiences in my Christian life. Many hours. Continuously 72 hours. Also I have 10 days, 21 days, 40 days, 3 days. Like that, I have many, many prayer timings, experiences. I do not know here how many believers having much time prayer life. How many hours we must have that prayer life? Not for your blessings. Through you, many people must be blessed. For individual prayer life is different. We know in the book of Job's life. Job also prayerful man. But he prays only for himself, for his wife, for his children. Selfish prayer. That also brought blessings. But to get double portion, he prayed for his friends. When we pray for others also, that will bring blessings, double portion blessings. So in our prayer life, we have to think about this. When he left alone, he started to pray. We can see he want to win. He want to win in his fighting with the angel or with God. Jacob want to win. He don't want to lose. Until morning, the fighting is going on. Then God broke his halo. Thigh, joint. The strength of Jacob is his leg. The strength of Jacob is his leg. Until God broke his leg, he's continuously fighting. I want to win. Everybody must have some strength. That may be education or finance or big family, influence, whatever it may be. That will not allow to lose in our spiritual fighting with God. Jacob's strength is in his leg. He cheated his brother, he cheated his father and ran away from that place. He depended upon his legs. He is the good runner. Now also he has strategy. His brother coming with 400 people. Servants. He thought my brother may take revenge. He may kill. That's why with his team he is coming. So he did a strategic game. He put some servants front, then some cattle, then some other animals, then some servants. Like that, he arranged in strategy. Finally, he kept his wives and children. If his brother want to kill him, he has to kill one by one servants. Finally, he approached to his brother. When he start this killing, Jacob want to run away. He want to run away from there. He depended upon his legs. So God broke his strength. Me also, I have strength. I am working in King Palace. I have good finances, good influence, everything. Even I am Indian. In Kuwait, like Nehemiah, in foreign country, like that, God exalted me in Kuwait. So, always I feel proud. That is my strength. But one day, all of a sudden, Saddam Hussein invaded and Kuwait. My king and royal family, everyone fled to Saudi Arabia. We were left there. The Iraqi military came, occupied our house. A brigadier general hand over that building. We are 21 people. He took our passports. 400 bodyguards are with him. Really, the war experience we faced. Yesterday, we are in King Palace. We are rich. We have influence like that. But today, we became slaves. Our life was changed. My strength was broken. Then I started to depend upon God again. Lord, I need you right now. Without you, I am nothing. My boss, this Kuwait leader, king, fled away. No one is here to help us. Our passports also took by this military brigadier general. How to go to India again? What is going on? What is my life? Then many thoughts. No one is there to depend except God. Depended upon God. I started to cry. Jacob also, when his strength was broken, he started to cry. He cried. Through him, his brother cried. His father cried. Even his mother also cried. He caused to cry others. But now he is crying. Me also. Because of me, many people were cried. In college days, our lecturers, students, some political leaders, some rich people, many were cried because of me. I do not know how to cry, why to cry. But when I faced this bitter experience, my strength was broken. I started to cry and asked God, Lord, I need you. The real strength is not this worldly pressures, worldly influence. Amen, amen. You are my strength. Yes. I asked. Jacob also. He begged, he cried and asked the Lord, unless you bless me, I will not let you go. Then God asked me, what is your name? God do not know his name. He knew everyone's name. But once some person asked, what is your name? He said, I am Esau. I am not I am. I am another person. He took his brother's name. Then he was a cheater. Now, this time, his life started to transform. His strength was broken. He started to cry. That time, God asked, what is your name? He said, I'm Jacob. I'm a cheater. I cheated my brother, my father, my father-in-law, even sheep. I'm the cheater. He opened his eyes, his heart. Me also, Lord, I'm a sinner. I sinned. Even I accepted you in my heart. Even I took baptism. Even I took many decisions when the preacher is preaching in the church. Yes, I will live like this holy life. But that is emotional. For one day or one week. But now, I accept. I agree. I am backslider. I turned back. Then God blessed Jacob. Now onwards, your name will not be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. That is a great blessing. The real blessing started in my life also. The real blessing started. The prayer life changed my life. Jacob's past life before at the place of Jabbok that night, his walking is different. Stylish walking. His running is different. But when God broke his leg early morning, his walking is different. The prayer changes our Christian walk. We are praying for many things. After prayers, our walking, Christian walking, is not changing. The blessed people, prayer life really brought that blessing. So my life was changed. My walking was changed. My thinking was changed. I got vision. So God started to bless me. He sent me to many places to bless many people. The prayer life really changed. We know, for example, the caterpillar becomes butterfly. Yes. Butterfly. Jacob is the caterpillar. Israel is the butterfly. In between, the caterpillar suddenly, accidentally, will not become a butterfly. There is another stage. we can see caterpillar and we can see butterfly. But the middle stage is the prayer life, secret prayer. Later, we can see the butterfly. My life was also like that. Now I am flying. I am flying to many places. Today, I flew and came to this country. God has given me great burden to win the souls and plant the churches. Yes. Especially God has given me to reach all my Telugu speaking people. That's why I concentrated only Telugu people. That's why I didn't increase my English language or any other languages. When I started my ministry in Hyderabad. Hyderabad is a very big city, comfortable for many things. But Lord has given me to reach Telugu people wherever they live. In our Telugu states, there are many preachers, many pastors, many churches. So I thought to go to another places, other states. Those days in India, the terrible state is called Bihar, North India. So I decided to go there. Then I went to Bihar state. I started to pray. There is a king palace. There is a big palace wall. If we want to cover that surrounding area by walking, half day it will take. So early morning I started to walk, and with prayer up to afternoon I go around. Then after lunch again I come, and second time I with prayer I go around. Like that 3 days I prayed. Then that night Lord spoke to me, you go to your areas, there are many tribe people. Many people do not know about me, so you go and reach those people first. Then I returned back to Hyderabad and spent a few days in prayer with fasting and started to go to those villages, tribe villages, where there is no proper way to reach those people. No vehicles, even motorbikes also will not go. We need to go by walk only. Hills and valleys, crossing rivers, forest areas, where many Maoist people take shelters. There are many wild animals. That is a dangerous life. Even though God has given me vision to reach those people, so I started to go those places. From Hyderabad to that villages, the traveling time is taking much. So I thought to shift that places. When I thought to go that place, In that area, there is a water problem. Water problem means the water is containing with fluorosis. It will affect on bones and teeth. That is not good. So many friends and relatives suggested not to go there. But God told me to go there. So I went there. I met many tribe people. They thought I am the informer of the police, informer of the police people. The Maoists thought like that. I am the informer of the police people. The police people think I am the supporter of that Maoist people. From both sides, I have danger. 3-4 times Maoist people caught me and put their gun. I thought this is my last moment. That time I just prayed, Lord, save these persons. That is my prayer only. But many miracles happened. They didn't do anything to me. Some Maoist people also converted. They accepted Jesus Christ. They were baptized by me. Now, few are our pastors. They are taking care of our churches. Amen. I got health problems. I suffered with kidney stones because of that water. I went through surgery. 18 stitches, still the mark is here. Few days later, I got heart pain. I go for angiogram and angioplast. Later, I got blood clotting problem. That is very dangerous. My heart may stop or brain may dead. But God healed me. I got prostate cancer. Then I thought my days has to be count. Within 2 years, I may lose my life. Many relatives and my family members want to go to hospital to take treatment. That time I told, in this world, every pleasure I have, I experienced. I no need to get any worldly pleasures. I saw money. I have influence. I have good family. Also, I planted many churches. I trained many pastors. The ministry is going on. Many orphan children, old age people, we are taking care. Now, I do not have any dreams and I do not have to do new work. So I don't want to take any medicine. Until now, I took medicine for my kidney stones, blood clotting problem, heart problem, and many health issues. I took medicine. But for this, don't waste money on me. Don't purchase single tablet. I would like to depend upon my faith. If God wants me to do more work, He will take care of. Otherwise, He will take me. I took that decision. I got many pressures from family, from friends, from well-wishers, from church people. Every day, 10 to 50 people coming and crying. But I didn't get a single drop from my eye. They are crying. But 10 days I wanted to be fast and prayer, because I know through prayer I got many blessings. I have many experiences in the prayer life. So I started to pray with fasting for 10 days. On 10th day I got healing. I do not know, the cancer disappeared. From 3 different hospitals, I took that testings, prostate cancer testings. Again, I went to same hospitals. They said, you do not have cancer. What happened? By this miracle, one of the 3 hospitals' main doctor was saved. In our churches also, when the people get sick, severe diseases like heart or kidney or liver, some dangerous sick problems, they look into my life. See, our pastor, how many diseases he faced. God healed him. Our pastor's God is our God. So why should we fear? Why should we cry? Let us have faith in him. That decisions healed many our church believers. Many miracles happened. Many people coming forward to accept the Lord. When the health is good, that time I traveled many places by walking, by bicycle riding, motorbike riding, like that. When I got kidney stones, got surgery, I'm unable to do as before. That time, after tsunami, Brother Phil, Brother Jim visited me. We traveled many places with a small vehicle. They saw the ministry, how is going on. They understood the vehicle is needed. So they came here and they shared many things about my ministry with you all. You are all are praying for me, and you supported financially. We purchased the vehicle, and also that time we do not have place in Nalgonda town for church. So with that money we purchased a vehicle and a property for the church building. That helped us a lot to go many more places, to reach many more people, many districts. Later, in second trip, Brother Jimmy and Brother Phil, both are visited me. They strengthened me. That time, I am unable to travel like before, even in that vehicle also. I have much burden to reach many people. But I never thought a pastor came to me and asked, you speak in TV, I would like to offer you for one message. Many people are asking to hear your message. So please come and speak. I will telecast in my program. So I did it. When this man of God is with me that time, I do not have a television to see that program. We three went to a believer's, our church elder's house for breakfast. Then we started to see that program. In the middle of the program, a Hindu, he is also very strong Hindu, higher caste person, very influential person in Nalgonda town still. He called me, "Sir, I'm watching your program in TV." Like that. Brother Phil and Jimmy are with me that time. Oh, I felt very happy. But still, I do not know in future I am going to give these programs, our own programs. This man of God took me to Hyderabad. We met the TV channel chairman. They spoke with him and we came to know how to pay, how to get timings, everything. And again, they took me to a shop. They purchased a camera. That day onwards, our TV program started. I am unable to reach physically to many people, but through television program, we are reaching many Telugu people, not only in our Telugu states, all over India and abroad also. We started to receive many phone calls. Many phone calls. So I set right a prayer team. And we used to pray for them. I got many opportunities to visit those people. Like that, before television program, we have 42 churches, I think. After starting television program, many churches we established through this television program viewers. Seventy-two churches we planted that time. Then, Brother Phil and Brother Tony visited. We are constructing the church that time. Our church people did hard work. Whatever the work we know, we did. If we do not know any slabbing and electricity, some works, we hired the labor. Everything finished except the roof. We started to pray without roof in the church. Night times we are looking up to the stars like Abraham. We started to pray. Many months, Then Phil and Tony came. They saw the work. Just Brother Tony asked, how much it may cost for the roof like that? I simply told, but I never expect I'll get the support for the roof. I simply told this much like that. When they came back to here and sent support, we finished the roof work. And again I called for the dedication service. Again these men of God came and we did church dedication. Really, it is great blessing through you, the ministry in India, through me, what is going on. Not only that, we started to care the orphan children. For orphan children also, you are helping. Many orphan children grew up, some girls got married, got children, they are blessed. Some boys grew up and learned some different type of works, they are working. Again, new orphan children we are adapting. We have 52 orphan children right now. Few old age people we are taking care. Through your prayers and physical coming to India, the representatives like Phil, Jimmy, Jim, Tony, really we got much strength. Few weeks back in Hyderabad, we started a church that is 105th church. 105 churches I established with my physical presence from zero level. Not only this 105, indirectly, we trained some pastors, some evangelists. They are reaching to new places. We are supporting them physically. I am going to those places and helping them. Through them and our 105 churches, totally more than 800 churches we have right now. Directly I involved in India, but indirectly you are the backbone to my ministry. That's why I really asked God, Lord, send me to USA. Not to preach, to express my gratitude. I want to thank them because of you. I'm doing that marvelous work. I'm very thankful to you all. The prayer life changed me. From then onwards, the blessing started to many people. Many people. Now, how the Israel country is strong in the world. There are many ministries in India, but our ministry is very strong. our preachers, our pastors are very strong. Our prayer team is very strong. Many miracles happened there. Me and you all going to get rewards someday. I have many experiences to share with you. But this language is not allowing me to speak from this dais, because when I am seeing you all hearing like this, I'm getting scared. Personally, I can share many things, because even my grammar and my language is, you can ask personally, yeah, what? Say it again like that, no problem. But from here, also in TV ministry also, because I speak in Telugu, no? So the TV channel chairmen, many times they asked, don't stop your program. Even you unable to pay on time, later you can pay. But our TV channel rating, when we saw, when your program is relaying, automatically that is increasing.
Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir.
I have many invitations from different denominational people. Many, many thousands of people gathering with expensive spending money and arranging that crusades, but they are inviting me to preach the gospel. Amen. Only because they came to know me and through my speech through television program. Without you, I cannot give that program. I cannot pay single money. You are helping. Nowadays, we are facing problems to preach the gospel outside. The persecution started in India. Many churches are burnt. Many pastors beaten, killed. Our pastors also. Police cases were filed. Still I have 3 police cases. For 1 police case I am attending to the court. 2 police cases were pending. We do not know what will happen in future. But even physically I may not go to many places. Our TV programs are going directly to their homes. So God is in his control, everything, how to reach those people through me, he has plans. So one by one he is saturating. This time also, I never thought I'll come to US this time, because from 14 years, we are trying to get visa. I do not know why they are not giving visa to me. Many times I got invitations from you. Even purchased a ticket. Brother Jimmy sent a recommendation letter from Senator. Even though I didn't get visa, always rejected. They are asking simple questions. Where you want to go? I want to go certain area. How do you know them? They came to me. We know each other. Oh, sorry. Rejected. Only with simple 2-3 questions they rejected. I do not know why they are rejecting. But few weeks back, one of the political leader is a Christian. He want to help some poor pastors. So what Proforma want to prepare? He want guidelines. So he called very few Christian leaders. I was one of them. When we sat and discussing, to that meeting, he invited U.S. Consulate General. His name is Joel, to that place. He was beside me. That political leader told all these Christian leaders are very famous in this area. Every leader, more than 50 churches planted. So them only I called, like that he told. He was my side, that Consulate General Joel. Pastor, how many churches you planted? I said, 105. Oh, very good. You ever visit U.S.? I said, no. Why? Your people are rejecting always. Anybody visited you? I said, yeah. So I will help you. You try this time. Just you get invitation and a plane ticket and the confirmation of some photographs. That's enough. I will take care of everything. Like that he told. Immediately I wrote to Brother Phil. Immediately he responded. So I applied. He attached me some other person to look after everything. He guided me. When I attended to the interview, they asked some questions. I answered. They didn't say rejected or accepted. Okay, you go, like that, they told. I was confused. I'm getting or rejecting? So I came out, waited there. Evening, I met that person. He said, don't worry. Mr. Joel is take care. Just formally, you must attend to the interview. So you attended. Definitely, you will go to U.S. 1 week or 2 weeks, you will stay there. Like that, he gave promise. I said, it is enough to me. Even one day also enough to me. I want to see all my brothers and sisters. I want to thank you, thank them personally. That's my life desire. He said, don't worry. Again, 3 days later, I met Joel. He said, congratulations. You are going to U.S. He gave a wonderful word. Very next day, he was transferred. Really, God used him. This is the time, God appointed time. Many times in every letter, almost every letter, Brother Phil mentioned on God's appointed time, God's time. Everything is in God's control. Those words, really heart-touching words, true words, really God did miracle. So I came here. I have many things to share with you. Today I saw you face to face. I'm staying here up to 12 of this month. Personally or congregationally, I'll share few more things because slowly I'm getting strength. Really, very exciting. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll speak again later. Praise the Lord. Once again, thank you. Amen.